This is Tim Cummings, and this is the first in a series of reports that I'm calling Keep the Noise Down. I'm going to be talking about noise reduction. By noise reduction, there are three things that I want to touch on. In part one, we're going to touch on hiss reduction, and this is when you're transferring, say, old cassettes over to your computer and you want to clean them up. Part two is going to be dealing with pop and click reduction. This is for dealing with transferring, particularly of old albums that you may have that you want to transfer over to the computer and then burn onto CD. And third, we're going to be talking about a little bit about hum reduction, and that'll be part three of the series. And this series is really based on the idea that basically now, for very little money, if you have a computer with a sound card and you have some way to get your recordings into the computer, usually via the line input on your sound card, that for really very relatively little money, you can take your old recordings and really clean them up very nicely before you decide to put them on CD for archival purposes or even for better listening purposes. I have about, I would say, probably $120 worth of software basically that I primarily use for noise reduction and audio restoration purposes. Now, I'm going to be touching on some software today. I'm not going to be dealing with the intricacies of how to use all these programs, except to say that they're all very accessible. The three programs that I use and the two which I'll be talking about today. One of them is called Goldwave, which is a sound editing program. For those of you who use SoundForge, that's also another alternative that you can use. And the principles that I discuss here, you can use pretty much with either program. And then the second program I'll be talking about today in terms of hiss reduction is a program called Groove Mechanic, which I have found for hiss reduction particularly, although it does do other things, but for hiss reduction particularly, it is excellent. What I'd like to do first is I would like to play you a clip. And this is a clip taken, as you'll be able to tell, from an NLS book without any kind of hiss reduction at all, just transferred from my APH-3-5194, for all of you who know the model numbers very well of the APH machines, the APH 4-track big recorder transferred over to my PC. And I used Goldwave to record this clip onto the PC. So let me play this little clip for you right now.
This book contains up to four sides per cassette. Side 1, RC48248, Healing Back Pain Naturally, the Mind-Body Program Proven to Work.
Now, you heard from that clip that there's quite a bit of hiss in that NLS recording. I used the line out jack on the tape recorder to do that transfer, the line out from the tape recorder to the line in of my Sound Blaster Live sound card. It's acceptable, the recording's acceptable, but there is some hiss. And the question is, what is the best way to get rid of that hiss? Well, one way to get rid of the hiss initially would be to use some type of noise reduction. And programs like Goldwave and SoundForge, which some people use, have a way of getting rid of noise where you will go through the piece of audio that you're looking at and find a place where you just hear the hiss. And then you will copy that hiss to the clipboard. And then you will apply that to the original file and tell your program to remove that offending noise. And I'm going to show you what it sounds like if you initially do that, using Goldwave, because that's the program I'm using, and you can hear the results. So let me play that result for you now.
This book contains up to four sides per cassette. Side 1, RC48248, Healing Back Pain Naturally, the Mind-Body Program Proven to Work.
Now, as you heard, it definitely did get rid of the hiss. However, you have some what we call digital artifacts, kind of a funky noises, almost like the noises you might hear on a bad cellular telephone connection. And this is the big problem in doing noise reduction, particularly in getting rid of hiss. It's not as critical with voice as it is with music, as we'll see later on, but it's still a definite problem because the more hiss that you get rid of, the more likely you are to end up having some digital effects. And of course, if you try to get rid of less hiss, you'll have less effects, but you'll have more noise. So in this particular situation, dealing with this particular clip, what would be my suggestion for people to try in terms of getting rid of the hiss without introducing digital artifacts? Before you use noise reduction, I suggest is to use, if your program has it, a parametric equalizer. And SoundForge, I know, and Goldwave, I know, both have parametric equalizers. And what a parametric equalizer allows you to do is a parametric equalizer will allow you to select a particular band of frequencies and adjust that bandwidth, the bandwidth of the frequencies, and also the amount of reduction that you want to have, whether it's 10 dB, 20 dB, 30 dB, or whatever. In general, the place where you are most likely to have hiss in a recording is between 8,000 and 10,000 hertz. If you were to set up your parametric equalizer so you would reduce the frequencies in that particular range of frequencies, you could get rid of a lot of the hiss that way without doing too much damage to the overall audio. What I did was I set up the parametric equalizer so that it would take the frequencies between 8,000 and 10,000 hertz, and I set a 40 dB drop. What you will hear now is the original unprocessed file played back with a 40 dB dip in those frequencies between 8 and 10,000 hertz. And let's hear how that sounds.
This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, RC48248, Healing Back Pain Naturally, the Mind-Body Program Proven to Work.
As you can hear, that sounded pretty good. It got rid of a lot of the hiss. If you still want to get rid of the rest of that hiss, what I would suggest doing now is to use a program such as Groove Mechanic. You actually don't even have to copy a selection in Groove Mechanic to the clipboard. Use their hiss reduction feature. There are three settings with the hiss reduction. There's remove less hiss, remove normal hiss, and remove more hiss. And in this case, I would set it to the remove normal hiss setting. Run the file through it and see what the results are. So let me play that back for you now. This is the file that I just played for you after the equalization run through Groove Mechanic's noise reduction feature.
This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, RC48248, Healing Back Pain Naturally, the Mind-Body Program Proven to Work.
And as you can tell, the hiss is totally gone now, and the file sounds very, very clean. In closing, let me give you the websites where you can get these two programs if you're interested. Goldwave, by the way, is a full-featured sound editor. And like I said, I use it for all my editing. In fact, I'll edit this report on it. The website for Goldwave is www.goldwave.com, and it actually comes from Canada. It costs about $40. Now, the program Groove Mechanic that I mentioned earlier, which has the noise reduction that I'm very pleased with, costs about $50. And that's also a Canadian program. The website is http://www.coyotes, that's COYOTES, .bc.ca. Well, I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope it maybe helped you with a few ideas about hiss reduction. If you tune in next time, I'm going to be dealing with pop and click reduction.